If you look back over the survey research that you've done here and you were to identify the one most encouraging, or perhaps maybe the one most alarming, or one on either side, depending, to the Christian listener, the conservative listener who's probably listening to our program today across the country, what would be that one perhaps most encouraging and that one perhaps most alarming finding that came out of this research?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that certainly was most alarming to me was the fact that when we asked people if they consider themselves to be culture warriors, we found that born-again Christians, not people who call themselves that, but people who say that they believe that when they die they're going to go to heaven, but only because they've confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, that they can't earn their way into heaven, it's only because the gift of Christ dying on the cross for them that they can believe that they're going to heaven. Well, we found that the born-again Christians in America are less than half as likely as non-Christians across America, and realize that born-again Christians, right off the bat, are outnumbered by more than 3-1. And yet when we asked who are the culture warriors, we found even then that non-Christians were more than twice as likely as born-again Christians to say that they're going to fight for the kind of culture they want. And so to me, that's a very scary awakening about what we can expect in the future. This culture war that we've been waging for years and years, what we see is that there's momentum growing on the side of those who want to completely reform America, and not along, you know, biblical or Christian lines. They want to take it to a whole different place. And we don't see the born-again constituency at this point willing to stand up.